Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. That's Peg. That's the name of that song. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I appreciate you going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including the body of work that Joanne Black has deposited with us over the last almost 5 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Lots of good stuff there, folks. That's evergreen. When Joanne talks to us, the things that she says are things that you can use for a long time. So go back and check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joanne is the author of No More Cold Calling. That's what we're talking about, referral selling, making sure, Joanne. And, you know, here's the thing, Joanne. When you and I first started talking about referrals, I go back a long way. Referrals have always been golden. It was always for our benefit. In other words, what could make us more efficient? How could we get to a customer quicker? But the truth is, it seems to me that the motivations have been reversed. Now, our customers are demanding referrals. In the old days, they were sort of passive participants in referrals. Now they're leading in the referral requirement, aren't they?
Well, some of them are, and I think it benefits both parties. First of all, when we're selling, and we refer someone, so it works a couple ways. So when we refer, we are viewed differently by the client or the prospect or a friend. So if I refer you, Jim, to one of my clients, they're going to look at me as a great resource that they can call on, and isn't that terrific? She referred me. So that's
right.
One aspect. Another is when we are referred by someone else, well, we get in there, we shorten our sales process, we reduce our cost of sales, we ace out the competition, and we convert that prospect to a client well more than 50% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 18 months, I've learned it's like 70 to 90% of the time.
Wow.
It's a huge, huge number. Plus, the relationship is totally different.
Right.
You know, we start a conversation at a different place. Now, from the client or the prospect's perspective, they're curious. You know, they know a little bit about us by mm-hmm. the person who referred us. They certainly had the opportunity, as you said, to learn everything they could about us on the web, and now they really want to dig in. And so the conversations that we have when we're referred are amazing. We learn things that other people don't. In fact, one of the participants in a presentation I gave at a sales meeting, when I said, well, what happens, you know, when you've been referred? What are some other things that happen besides what we've talked about? And he said this thing that just I'll never forget. He says, we're talking to the right person, and our competition is still figuring out who that person is.
Who that is, yeah. Well, you know, there's another thing, Joanne, that's really important that we cannot underestimate or undervalue, and that is how much of a best practice it is for our customers to be talking to someone who's been referred, because trust is very highly presumed. They believe that there's a lot higher opportunity that they can trust the person that's being referred, and they don't have to go through the process of elimination as much. And so it's not only good for the salesperson, and it's good for the customer, because it saves them time, doesn't it?
Saves them a ton of time, and they know they have a credible resource, which means that they can then refer that person internally and know they can be secure about their referral and, bottom line, keep their job.
Right, exactly.
When you think about it that way.
How do we get more referrals?
Well, we need to ask.
You mean it's that simple?
Well, here's the thing, and I how many years I've worked on referral selling.
Right.
And to the person, every salesperson will agree, yes, when I get a referral, it's the best business. But they don't have a systematic process for building a referral business, starting with the fact that they need to make referrals a priority. It needs to be the way we work. You know, we need to make the decision, am I going to build my business this way or some other way? And once we make referrals a priority, a lot of things we were doing that just were total time wasters drop away. But we need to ask, and we need to ask in a way that gets us the introduction, because without that introduction, my definition, it's a cold call.
So you think that we need to be, that instead of waking up in the morning and saying, how many prospects can I identify today, we need to be saying first, how many referrals can I identify?
Oh, definitely. Every single day, how many referrals? And from a sales perspective, we have so much more information today than we've ever had.
Right.
So we can identify prospects much, much faster by using all the Sales 2.0 tools that are out there for us.
Well, let's just say that you know you want to meet somebody, and you find them on LinkedIn, and then or maybe even Facebook, and by using that, you can find out who else they're connected with and see if there's anybody that you know. I mean, that's one way to find out who to get to refer them.
That's a brilliant way to find out, and here's the trap. And I've received some of these. You know, they've offered to connect with me on LinkedIn, and then
right.
2 days later I get an email with
that's not a good plan. That's not a good
plan. That doesn't work.
So I'll tell you what we're going to do. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to get you to tell us how to do that, folks, because, do not do what Joanne just said somebody's done to her. And I've had that to happen to me, too, because you don't want to get sideswiped. Joanne, give us the website, please, and tell us how we can find the book.
NoMoreColdCalling.com. And you can read about the book there and my point of view on referrals. And you can also get the book through Amazon.com.
Check it out. No More Cold Calling is the book. Put a .com on the end. You got the website. Joanne Black is the best. She and I will be right back. It's only 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.